Well, let's start with high school sports this morning, because last night was the cross-country qualifying meets, the regional qualifying meets for state, held at several locations around the region last night. Let's take a look at the Class 1A meet held at Trainer last night. Individually on the boys' side, the top 15 runners qualify for state. Among those top 15, Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley wins the title. He was the champ, with Evan Wilson of Exira EHK on his heels. He was second. Connor Garrett of Boyer Valley third. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was fourth. Brayton Funk of Nottoway Valley fifth. Otis Macheka of Riverside was sixth. Zach Ambrose of Boyer Valley. Heath Downing of Nottoway Valley. Tim Brink of Riverside. And Landon Foster of Guthrie Center round out the top 10. Also, Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley, Cale Billheimer of Adair Casey Cam, Mitchell Nelson of Audubon, Jacob Bollinger of Lennox, and Nathan Vantiger of Nottoway Valley round out that top 15, as Nottoway Valley had a full one-third of the top 15 with five of their runners in the first 15 across the tape last night, which led them to the team title with 35 points. Boyer Valley with 103 was second. Tri-Center third with 134. All those teams qualifying for the state meet. That was on the boys' side. Now on the girls' side at Trainer last night at 1A, Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley was the champ. The top 10 includes Brianna Hoffman of Panorama, Caitlin Holliday of Adair Casey Cam, Emma Harper of East Union, Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning, Emma Swanson of Guthrie Center, Emily Kopik of Exira EHK, Morgan Allen of Earlham, Caitlin Tremel of Boyer Valley, and Devin Kemble of Panorama, the top 10. Rose Anderson of Exira EHK was 11th, followed by Lauren Embleton of Guthrie Center, Alexis Post of Riverside, Cheyenne Sporer of IKM Manning 14th, and then Anna Young of Griswold qualified 15th. The top three teams, Panorama with 86 points, Trainer with 129, and Griswold with 155. Those three teams qualify as well. Now in Class 3A, the meet held at Glenwood last night. On the boys' side, it was Cooper McDermott of Creston winning the meet. Among the top 10 among the top 15 finishers was Ryan Hawkins of Atlantic. Ryan finishing 7th overall. He'll qualify for state. Michael Soranko of Harlan finished 11th and will qualify as well. The top three teams, Dallas Center Grimes, Winterset, and Harlan. Harlan had 106 points for third place. Atlantic just missed qualifying as a team. They had 133 points and placed 4th overall last night. On the girls' side, Lexi Smith of Dallas Center Grimes was the individual champion. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic placed 2nd, and that means for the 4th straight year, Tiffany will run at the state girls cross-country championships. Congratulations to Williams on 4 straight cross-country state meet appearances. Also finishing in the top 10, Ellie Mendlick of Denison was 3rd. Her teammate Reagan Anderson was 4th. Harlan's Graciously Castor was 7th. Also Harlan's Mercedes Mayberry placing 11th, and Alyssa Wyman was 13th in that meet last night. They all qualify. Dallas Center Grimes, Harlan, and Denison were the top three teams and will all qualify for the state. Atlantic was 6th with 122 points in the team competition. Also in the 2A meet locally at Shenandoah, among the boys' individual qualifiers, Spencer Warheim of Southeast Valley was the individual champion. Also, Alex Selberg of Red Oak qualified as he placed 8th overall in that meet. Underwood's Thomas Kahn was 15th to advance. North Polk, Southeast Valley, Woodward Academy were the team qualifiers on the boys' side. On the girls' side, Carly Larson of Underwood was the individual champion to move on to state. Also, Claire Campbell of Shenandoah Essex placing 3rd in that meet. Her teammate, Carly Manrose, was 6th. Missouri Valley's Alexis Cook was 7th. Kylie Cook of Underwood was 8th. Mary Grace Martin of Underwood placing 9th last night. Shenandoah Essex Adriana Holmes was 13th. They all qualify. Shen Essex was the individual team champ, with North Polk and Southeast Valley also qualifying as teams. The 4A meet held over at Lewis Central High School last night. On the boys' side, individual qualifiers, John Dahlheimer of Thomas Jefferson, he was 7th. Brendan O'Brien of Lewis Central, who placed 14th, and McGuire Midkiff of TJ was 15th. On the girls' side, Kai Madsen of Lewis Central finished 13th to advance to the state meet, which will be held on October 31st on Halloween Day up in Fort Dodge. While cross-country season is beginning to come to a close, the high school football season will come to a close tonight, at least the regular season. It's week 9 of the high school football season. Among the games tonight here on KJAN, we'll have Atlantic at Creston on the radio for you. Atlantic finishing off the season tonight on the road at Creston as the Panthers prepare for the postseason. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff from Creston. Chris and Seth will have all the action for you tonight here on the radio. Also in 3A District 8 tonight, ADM visits Harlan, Glenwood hosting Dallas Center Grimes. Winterset will be at home against Bondurant Farrar. Other matchups around the region tonight in 2A, District 8, Kemper Catholic is at Shenandoah. Clarinda hosts Southeast Valley. Red Oak travels to East Sac County, and Missouri Valley is home to West Central Valley. Class 1A, District 1, AHSTW readies for the playoffs with a home test against West Monona tonight. Underwood is at IKM Manning in a big showdown, and Trainer plays at OABCIG. Class A, District 1 tonight, it'll be Griswold at Tri-Center, Audubon at St. Albert, Riverside hosting Maple Valley, and Westwood at Logan Magnolia. In Class A District 8 tonight, Bedford visits Nottoway Valley. Also in 8-man football tonight, among the matchups, Exira EHK has a road test at Kingsley Pearson. Also, Booyer Valley will host Woodbine tonight in 8-man District 1. In District 7 and 8-man, Guthrie Center is at Adair-Casey. That rivalry renews. Coon Rapids Bayard is at East Union. Charter Oak Ute at Glidden-Ralston. Murray at Ankeny Christian. Also in District 8 and 8-man football tonight, Cam with a big road test tonight. They're on the road at Lennox. Essex is at Fremont Mills. Sydney plays at East Mills. And Nishnabotna will be at Stanton this evening. Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes knows it will be difficult trying to stop second-ranked Baylor's big play offense. The 2-4 Cyclones on Saturday play one of the nation's top three offenses for the third week in a row. Baylor is the best of the bunch by a large margin, piling up 720 total yards on average and 64 points a game. Only halfway through the regular season for 6-0 Baylor, Corey Coleman already has a school record 16 touchdown catches. Seth Russell leads the FBS with his 27 touchdown tosses, and Shaq Linwood leads the Big 12 with 134 yards rushing per game. The Bears have an FBS best 19-game home winning streak. They won 62-38 last week over West Virginia, the only team to beat them in the regular season last year. Well, Temple had a successful outing in its first game as a ranked team since 1979, but they needed a pair of late touchdowns to hold off East Carolina. P.J. Walker threw a late 23-yard touchdown pass to Robbie Anderson with 3:31 remaining as the 22nd-ranked Owls rallied to beat the Pirates 24-14 and improved to 7-0. Walker finished 19 of 35 for 250 yards for the Owls, who trailed 14-10 before their go-ahead touchdown. Jahad Thomas rushed for two scores, the last sealing it with 2:18 to play. Thursday's other top 25 game had number 20 California absorbing a 40-24 loss to unrated UCLA. Josh Rosen was 34 of 47 for 399 yards and three touchdowns as the Bruins dropped the Bears to 5-2. Andy Reid was never under any pretense that Jamaal Charles was irreplaceable. Shortly after the four-time Pro Bowl running back went down with a season-ending ACL injury, the Chiefs coach was among the first to acknowledge the difficulty in replacing him. So far, that challenge has proven to be bigger than even Reid estimated. In their first game without number 25 in the backfield, the Chiefs were bottled up a week ago by the Minnesota Vikings. Charcandrick West ran for 33 yards. Nile Davis managed just 13 more on five carries. And the Chiefs finished with 57 yards rushing in a 16-10 defeat. In the five games before Charles was hurt, the Chiefs averaged 110 yards on the ground. Reid said there were some positive things that are going to get overlooked because we didn't win the game. He said Charcandrick did some nice things. Then again, he also fumbled late in the game, squandering a chance at a go-ahead touchdown. Well, the Seattle Seahawks may own a losing record at 3-4, but they could still beat the San Francisco 49ers. Marshawn Lynch ran for 122 yards and a touchdown as the Seahawks earned their fourth straight win over the 49ers 20-3 last night at Levi's Stadium. Lynch led Seattle's ground game despite vomiting on the sidelines in the first half. The Niners managed just 142 total yards as they fell to 2-5 on the season. The NFL has extended its agreement with Wembley Stadium for another 5 years, assuring there will be at least two regular season games a year at the London venue through 2020. The Jacksonville Jaguars will continue to play at Wembley every year throughout the agreement. The league has played regular season games at Wembley every year since 2007 and is playing three games in London this year for the second straight season. Sunday, the Bills and the Jaguars are meeting in the second game of the season to be played in London. Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers have employed seven managers since Tom Lasorda ended his 21-season run in 1996, and they're now in the market for their eighth. Don Mattingly is out after agreeing with the team that it's time for a new start for both sides. He racked up a winning record in all five of his seasons as Los Angeles skipper and took the team to the last three National League West titles. The Dodgers were 446 and 363 under Mattingly, but they've not reached the World Series since winning the title in 1988. Mattingly says after meeting with team officials that both sides realized it was time to move on. He wouldn't give specifics of the meeting, but did say he wants to manage again. The 54-year-old former Yankees star ranks sixth in wins among Dodger managers. The Red Sox say that manager John Farrell had his post-treatment testing and learned Thursday that his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was in remission. Farrell missed the last 6 weeks of the season after being diagnosed with cancer in August. Red Sox president Dave Dombrowski says the team looks forward to having him back. And the best of seven American League Championship Series has moved back to Kansas City for Game 6 between the Blue Jays and the Royals tonight. The Jays stayed alive by winning Game 5 at home on Wednesday, but the Royals still hold a 3-2 lead in the series. If the Royals can't close it out with a Game 6 win, then the seventh and deciding game will be played in Kansas City on Saturday. The pitching matchup for tonight's Game 6, David Price for the Jays, Yordano Ventura for the Royals. The series winner will face the New York Mets in the World Series. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.